This is Stephen Clark's Curtain Call on Y01 Radio.
Hello and welcome to episode 4 of Curtain Call with me, Stephen Clark, the podcast that brings you everything to do with musicals here in London's West End and on Broadway. And it's brought to you courtesy of Y01 Radio. Now, today's episode is, as I promised in episode 1, it's going to happen at some point. I thought, now's about time. Let's talk about the great Andrew Lloyd Webber. He was born on the 22nd of March 1948, and for those who don't know, he's an English composer and impresario of musical theatre. Several of his musicals have run for more than a decade, both in the West End and on Broadway. He's composed 21 musicals, a song cycle, a set of variations, two film scores, and a Latin Requiem Mass. So sit back and enjoy this first journey as we look back at the life and career of Andrew Lloyd Webber. Andrew Lloyd Webber was born in Kensington, London in 1948 and is the eldest son of William Lloyd Webber, who was a composer and organist, and Jean Johnston, a violinist and pianist. His younger brother, Julian Lloyd Webber, is a world-renowned solo cellist. On the BBC's genealogy series Who Do You Think You Are?, he learned that his mother's great-great-uncle was the soldier Sir Peregrine Maitland, who in 1815 served as a major general at the Battle of Waterloo. Now, Lloyd Webber started writing his own music at a very young age. In fact, a suite of 6 pieces he wrote at the age of 9. He also put on productions with his brother Julian and his aunt Viola in his little toy theatre. His aunt Viola, who was an actress, took him to see many of her shows and through the stage door into the world of theatre. And his father enrolled him as a part-time student at the Eric Gilder School of Music in 1963.
Guards in all the quarters and the station master's daughters would be searching high and low, saying, Skimble, where is Skimble? For unless he's very nimble, then the night mail just can't go. At 11:42, with the signal overdue, and the passengers all frantic to a man, that's when I would appear and I'd saunter to the rear. I'd been busy in the luggage van. For the northern part of the northern hemisphere.
Skimble Shanks, the railway cat, the cat of the railway train.
You might say that by and large it was me who was in charge of the sleeping car express. From the driver and the guards to the bagman playing cards, I would supervise them all, more or less.
Down the corridor he paces and examines all the faces of the travelers in the first and the third. He establishes control by a regular patrol, and he'd know at once if anything occurred. He would watch you without thinking, and he saw what you were thinking, and it's certain that he didn't approve of hilarity and riot, so the folk were very quiet when Skimble was about and on the move. You could play your pranks with Skimble Shanks. He's a cat that couldn't be ignored. So nothing went wrong on the northern hill when Skimble Shanks was aboard.
It was very pleasant when they found their little den with the name written up on the door. The berth was very neat, with a newly folded sheet, and not a speck of dust upon the floor. There was every sort of light, you could make it dark or bright, and a button you could turn to make a breeze. And a funny little basin, you're supposed to wash your face in, and a crank to shut the window should you sneeze. Then the guard looked in politely, and would ask you very brightly, do you like your morning tea?
With a straw!
But I was right behind him and was ready to remind him, for Skimble won't let anything go wrong.
When they crept into their cozy berth and pulled up the counterpane,
they all could reflect it was very nice to know that they wouldn't be bothered by mice.
They could leave all that to the railway cat, the cat of the railway train. Of the night, I was always fresh and bright. Every now and then I'd have a cup of tea with perhaps a drop of scotch while I was keeping on the watch, only stopping here and there to catch a flea. They were fast asleep at crew, and so they never knew that I was walking up and down the station. They were sleeping all the while I was busy at Carlisle, where I met the station master with elation. They might see me at Dumfries if I summoned the police, if there was anything they ought to know about.
When they got to Gallowgate,
At this time, he was working on a Genghis Khan musical called Westonia, and he had also set music to Old Possum's book of practical facts. In 1965, though, Lloyd Webber was a Queen's Scholar at Westminster School and studied history for a term at Magdalen College in Oxford, although he abandoned the course later on to study at the Royal College of Music in London and pursue his interest in musical theatre.
Her name is Jenny Any Dots. Her coat is of the tabby kind, with tiger stripes and leopard spots. All day she sits beneath the stairs, or on the steps, or on the mat. She sits and sits and sits and sits, and that's what makes a Gumby cat. That's what makes a Gumby cat.
But when the day's hustle and bustle is done, then the Gumby cat's work is but hardly begun. And when all the family's in bed and asleep, she tucks up her skirts to the basement to creep. She's deeply concerned with the ways of the mice.
Their behavior's not good and their manners not nice.
So when she has got them lined up on the matting, she teaches them
music, crocheting, and tatting.
I have a Gumby cat in mind. Her name is Jenny Any Dots. The curtain cord she likes to wind and tie it into sailor knots. She sits upon the windowsill or anything that's smooth and flat. She sits and sits and sits and sits, and that's what makes a Gumby cat. That's what makes a Gumby cat.
But when the day's hustle and bustle is done, then the Gumby cat's work is but hardly begun. She thinks that the cockroaches
need employment
to prevent them from
idle and want to destroy them.
So she's born from that lot of disorderly louts, a troop of undisciplined, helpful boy scouts,
with a purpose in life and a good deed to do.
And she's even created a Beatles tattoo.
In 1965, when Lloyd Webber was 17 and he was a budding musical theatre composer, he was introduced to the 20-year-old aspiring pop songwriter Kim Wright. Their first collaboration was The Likes of Us, a musical based on the true story of Thomas John Barnardo. They produced a demo tape of that work in 1966, but the project failed to gain a backer. Although it was composed in 1965, The Likes of Us was not publicly performed until 2005, when a production was staged at Lloyd Webber's Sidmonton Festival. Then in 2008, the amateur rights were released by the National Operatic and Dramatic Association, in association with the Really Useful Group. Been said, though, that Lloyd Webber had many influences growing up as a composer, particularly Richard Rodgers, Frederick Lowe and Lionel Bart. In this respect, it is markedly different from the composer's later work, which tends to be either predominantly or wholly through composed and closer in form opera.
Joseph's luck was really out. His spirits were down. And his fortune low. Alone he sat, alone he thought of happy times he used to know.
Hey, dreamer, don't be so upset. Hey, Joseph, you're not beaten yet.
Go, 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 Joseph, you know what they say. Hang on now, Joseph, you'll make it someday.
Give up, Joseph, fight to be drawn. We've read the book, and you come out on top.
Now into Joseph's prison cell were flung two very frightened men.
We don't think that we will ever see the light of day again.
Both in the doghouse were doing their thing.
One was a baker, a cook in his prime. One was a butler, the Jeeves of his time.
Tell me of your dreams, my friends, and I will tell you what they show. Though I cannot guarantee to get it right, I'll have a go.
First the butler, trembling, took the floor. Nervously, he spoke of what he saw.
There I was standing in front of a vine. I picked some grapes and I crushed them to wine. I gave some to Pharaoh, who drank from my cup. I tried to interpret, but I had to give up.
Soon be free, my friend, so do not worry anymore. The king will let you out of here. You'll battle as you did before.
Next the baker rose to tell his dream, hoping it would have a similar theme.
There I was standing with baskets of bread. High in the sky I saw birds overhead, to my basket and ate every slice. Give me the message, like his would be nice.
Sad to say your dream is not the kind of dream I'd like to get. Pharaoh has it in for you, your execution date is set. Don't rely on all I said I saw. It's just that I have not been wrong before.
Go, 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 if you know what they say. Hang on that rope, if you'll make it someday. Shout out on Joseph, you're to be fine. You and your dream, close your head and your time. Go, 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 if you know what they say. Hang on that rope, if you'll make it someday. Shout out on Joseph, you're to be fine. You and your dream, close your head and your time. Go, 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 go.
Stephen Clark's Curtain Call on Wire One Radio.
Now, in the summer of 67, a family friend of Lloyd Webber's, who had assisted on The Likes of Us, commissioned Mr. Webber and Rice to write a piece for the school's choir. They requested it was a pop cantata along the lines of the Daniel Jazz, both of which had been published by Novello and were based on the Old Testament. Now, the request for the new piece came with a 100-guinea advance. This resulted in Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, a retelling of the biblical story of Joseph, in which Lloyd Webber and Rice humorously pastiched a number of pop music styles, such as an Elvis rock and roll, calypso, and country music. Joseph began life as a short cantata that gained some recognition on its second staging with a favourable review in the Times. It's then been revised and the show had new songs added to it and it was expanded to a more substantial length. It then continued to expand, eventually culminating in a 1972 stage musical and then a 2-hour long production in the West End in 1973. It then went on to have worldwide success and today is still touring the UK and the world, and it is one of Lloyd Webber's most produced shows.
Someone was weeping, but the world was sleeping. Any dream will do. I wore my coat with golden lining, bright color shining, wonderful. The dawn was breaking, and the world was waking. Any dream will do. A crash of drums,
a flash of light.
My golden coat flew out of sight.
The colors faded into darkness. I was left alone.
To the beginning,
the light is dimming,
and the dream is too.
The world and I,
we are still waiting,
still hesitating.
Any dream will do.
Still hesitating.
Any dream will do.
Still hesitating.
This is Stephen Clark's Curtain Call on Y01 Radio.
What's new? Buenos Aires. I'm new. I want to say I'm just a little stuck on you. You'll be on me too. I get out here. Buenos Aires. Stand back. You ought to know what you're going to get in me. Just a little touch of star quality. Fill me up with your heat, with your noise, with your dirt over to me. Let me dance to your beat, make it loud to the hair running through me. Don't hold back, you are set time to impress. Tell the driver this is where I'm staying. Hello, Buenos Aires. Get this, just look at me, dress up somewhere to go. We'll put on a show. Take me in at your flat, give me speed, give me light. Set me humming. Shoot me up with your blood, wipe me out with your lights. Watch me coming. All I want is a whole lot of excess. Tell the singer this is where I'm playing. Stand back, Buenos Aires. Because you don't know what you're gonna get in me. Just a little touch of star quality.
The city hum. Who gives it life? The descamisados, the shirtless ones, the laborers, the butchers, the dockers, the shuffling workers in the stockyard, in the factories, and on the treadmill. Do these people have ambitions, views, opinions? They will soon. Don't you just love the smack of firm government? We all appreciate the invaluable support, order, and purpose provided by the military to our Constitution. It will soon be time for the military to be our Constitution, say some, notably the military. The gathering at the polo ground glitters. The Bentleys, the hampers from Harrods, the diamonds, the clothes, the procession of nannies from England and France. Who on earth, or in Argentina, would want to pull the rug out from under the polished feet of la creme of Buenos Aires society?
In 1978, Lloyd Webber collaborated with Tim Rice once again to write Evita. a musical based on the life of Eva Perón. As with Jesus Christ Superstar, Evita was released first as a concept album. The song Don't Cry For Me Argentina became a hit single, and the musical was staged at the West End's Prince Edward Theatre in a production directed by Harold Prince and starring Elaine Page. This original production was enormously successful and eventually running for nearly 8 years in the West End. Evita transferred to Broadway in 1979 in a production starring Patti LuPone as Eva and Mandy Patinkin as She. It won 7 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, and it helped launch the career of Patti LuPone. It ran for almost 4 years. Bryce and Lloyd Webber parted ways soon after Evita, although they have sporadically worked together in the years that followed.
Explain how I feel that I still need your love after all that I've done. You
is Stephen Clark's Curtain Call on Y01 Radio.
Piece there from 1978 when Lloyd Webber embarked on a solo project, The Variations, with his cellist brother Julian, based on the 24th Caprice by Paganini, which reached number 2 in the pop album chart in the UK. The main theme was also used then for the TV long-running show South Bank Show throughout its 32-year run.
This is Stephen Clark's Curtain Call on Y01 Radio.
In 1981, it was time for Lloyd Webber to embark on his next project, and this time without a lyricist. Instead, he turned to the poetry of T.S. Eliot and the old book of Cats. This was to become the longest-running musical in London, where it ran for 21 years before closing. On Broadway, Cats ran for 18 years. A record which would ultimately be broken by another of his musical, The Phantom of the Opera. Elaine Page collaborated again with Lloyd Webber, where she originated the role of Grisabella, and she had a UK top 10 hit with Memory.
Is Stephen Clark's Curtain Call on Wire One Radio.
A show in 1984 that was a commercial hit but received negative reviews from critics was Starlight Express. It ran for 7,409 performances in London, making it the ninth longest-running West End show. It ran for less than 2 years on Broadway. But the show has seen two tours of the US, as well as an Australian-Japanese production, a three-year UK touring production which transferred to New Zealand, and the show has a full-room, purpose-built theatre in Bochum, Germany, where it's been running since 1988. And we are very excited as we are promised, in 2024, Starlight Express will return to London's West End at the Troubadour Theatre in Wembley.
Better lie.
This is Stephen Clark's Curtain Call on Y01 Radio.
I guess I'm not too good at keeping love alive for long. I think I've found the answers, but the answer's always wrong.
My first love was my true love, and it should have been my last. The only time I'm happy is when I'm dreaming in the past.
Next time you fall in love, when we touch the starlight.
Sometimes you turn away from what your heart tells you is right, and so you settle for whatever gets you through the night.
The flame you thought was dead may suddenly begin to burn, and broken hearts can be repaired. That's something that you learn.
Next time you fall in love, you better be with me the way it used to be.
Back then
was when we touched the starlight. Next time you fall in love, you better be with me the way it used to be. When we touch the starlight,
I've relived every moment that I've ever shared with you.
What fools we were to end a dream that looked like coming true.
Next time you fall in love, it better be with me the way it used to be.
Back then
was when we touched the starlight. Next time you fall in love, it better be with me the way it used to be. Back then was when we touched the starlight.
Back then
was when we touched the starlight.
Lloyd Webber premiered The Phantom of the Opera at Her Majesty's Theatre in London's West End in 1986, inspired by the 1911 Gaston Leroux novel. He wrote the part of Christine for his then-wife, Sarah Brightman, who played the role in the original London and Broadway productions, alongside Michael Crawford as the Phantom. Production was again directed by a long friend of Lloyd Webber, Harold Prince. He'd earlier directed Evita. Charles Hart wrote the lyrics, with some additional material provided by Richard Stilgo, with whom Lloyd Webber co-wrote the book of the musical. It became a hit, and it is still running in the West End. In January 2006, it overtook Cats as the longest-running show on Broadway. And on February 11, 2012, Phantom of the Opera played its 10,000th show on Broadway. With over 13,500 London productions, it is the second longest running West End musical. However, the Broadway production closed in April 2023, having played just short of 14,000 performances, the most in Broadway's history.
Thank you. darkness, forget these wide-eyed fears. I'm here, nothing can harm you. My words will warm and calm you. Let me be your freedom. Let daylight dry your tears. I'm here with you, beside you, to guard you and to guide you. Safe, no one will find you. Your fears are far behind you.
All I want is freedom, a world with no more night, and you always beside me to hold me and to hide me.
Then say you'll share with me one love, one lifetime. Solitude. Say you need me with you here beside you. Anywhere you go, let me go too. Christine, that's all I ask of you.
Aspects of Love followed in 1989, a musical based on the story by David Garnett. The lyrics by Don Black and Charles Hart, and the original production was directed by Trevor Nunn. Aspects had a run of 4 years in London, but closed after less than a year on Broadway. It has since gone on a UK tour, and its famous song is Love Changes Everything, which was performed by Michael Ball. It stayed in the UK singles chart for 14 weeks, peaking at number 2 and becoming Michael Ball's signature tune. It's just had a, let's say, mixed reaction to a revival in London's West End, where Michael Ball was yet cast again in the show, but the show was rewritten to give Michael Ball the chance to play an older character, but still sing its hit song, Love Changes Everything. It didn't go well, and it's had an early closure and ran for less than a year.
Love
continues up to the 1990s, Lloyd Webber toyed with the idea of writing a musical based on Billy Wilder's critically acclaimed movie, Sunset Boulevard. He got the idea from the early 70s when he first saw the film, but the project did not come to fruition until after the completion of Aspects of Love, when Lloyd Webber finally managed to secure the rights from Paramount Pictures. He worked with two of his early collaborators, Christopher Hampton and Don Black, and Sunset Boulevard opened at the Adelphi Theatre in London in 1993. In spite of the show's popularity and extensive run, it lost money due to its sheer expense and production. However, in 1994 it transferred to Broadway, and it opened with the largest advance in Broadway history, and it won 7 Tony Awards. However, by its closing in 1997, it still had not recouped its reported $13 million investment. Now, Sunset Boulevard, of course, tells the story of Norma Desmond, and it is now back in London's West End at the Savoy Theatre, currently in a brand new, reimagined, immersive telling. And it stars the wonderful Nicole Scherzinger as Norma Desmond.
Sure, I came out here to make my name. Wanted my pool, my dose of fame. Wanted my parking space at Warner's. But after a year, a one-room hell, a Murphy bed, a rancid smell, wallpaper peeling at the corners. Sunset Boulevard, twisting boulevard, secretive and rich, a little scary. Sunset Boulevard, tempting boulevard, waiting there to swallow the unwary. Dreams are not enough to win a war. Out here they're always keeping score. Beneath the tan, the battle rages. Smile, a rented smile, fill someone's glass. Kiss someone's wife, kiss someone's ass. We do whatever pays the wages. Sunset Boulevard, Headline Boulevard, getting there is only the beginning. Sunset Boulevard, Jackpot Boulevard, once you've won, you have to go on winning. You think I've sold out? Dead right, I've sold out. I've just been waiting for the right offer. Comfortable quarters, regular rations, 24-hour, 5-star room service. And if I'm honest, I like the lady. I can help being touched by her folly. I'm treading water, taking the money, watching her sunset. Bah. Well, I'm a writer. LA's changed a lot over the years since those brave gold rush pioneers came in their creaky covered wagons. Far as they could go, end of the line. Their dreams were yours, their dreams were mine, but in their dreams were hidden dragons. Sunset Boulevard, frenzied boulevard, swamped with every kind of false emotion. Sunset Boulevard, brutal boulevard, just like you will wind up in the ocean. She was sinking fast, I threw a rope. Now I have suits and she has hope. It seemed an elegant solution. One day this must end, it isn't real. Still I'll enjoy a hearty meal before tomorrow's execution. Sunset Boulevard, ruthless boulevard, destination for the stony-hearted. Sunset Boulevard, lethal boulevard, everyone's forgotten how they started. Here on Sunset Boulevard.
Well, that brings us to the end of episode 4, when we've discussed Andrew Lloyd Webber. But don't worry, there'll be another part very soon where we continue to look into the works of this great British composer. But until next time, please look after yourself. It's Stephen Clark, lowering the curtain on Curtain Call, brought to you courtesy of Wire One Radio. Goodbye.
This is Stephen Clark's Curtain Call on Wire One Radio. This is Stephen Clark's Curtain Call on Y01 Radio.